Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And as you can see, the sun is really shining today. I forgot my sunscreen, but hey, we'll survive. But we have some fine folks here from Canada. Carrie Forbes right next to me, you are the CEO of the League Data, which is a Canadian CUSO. So how are you, Carrie?
I'm great, thank you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Good. And one more introduction, Mr. Gord Baisley from Judy AI. Judy.ai? Okay.
Yeah. And great to be here. We're from Vancouver, so great to have the world in our hometown.
You've got a couple of locals here. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So I'm from the other coast.
Oh, you're on the other side. Oh, okay. Is there any animosity between West and East?
Coast people, you know, we have that.
Coast people unite.
Yeah.
Okay,
there's
like that.
A common bond, for sure. Yeah.
All right, good deal. Hey, before we talk about the topic at hand here, how's the conference going for you guys being in your home turf, so to speak? How's it, Gord? I'll let you go first.
Yeah, for us, it's been great. It's been a great mix of a lot of our Canadian colleagues are here, so we've seen a lot of them. But it's been great to have, you know, in particular, a lot of American credit unions that we've talked to in the past.
Yeah,
and, have them up in our hometown. We did a nice boat cruise with them last night.
Oh, right on.
Took them out to an island for dinner.
Right on.
And
good deal.
So that's been a lot of fun, just hosting.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. And Carrie, how's it going for you guys?
It's been fantastic. This is my first World Credit Union
event. Wow.
And I think what's really powerful is that, you know, in our own countries, we have our own, you know, regional, I'll say, you know, challenges. But when we start to come together, it really elevates the fact we're in a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And that commonality starts to come out. It reminds you of why we're here.
Yeah, that you're like the first person to say that, but I think everyone thinks it.
Yeah.
And when you get here, you go, oh my gosh, we're part of something really big here, you know? So yeah, it really puts it in perspective when you look at it from a global perspective instead of just your country and what's going on, you know, in there. So yeah, I like that perspective for sure. All right, hey, let's talk about the topic at hand here, small business lending and the plans at League Data. So share with me, who wants to go first on that? Kind of lay the foundation here real quickly.
Why don't we let Carrie talk about League a little bit
and then you can talk the tech.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess perhaps League Data, being in Atlanta, Canada, we're responding to our credit unions and their members' needs. And what's really interesting about the makeup of Atlanta, Canada, is that our second largest employer would be small business. And small business plays a massive role in the economy. And our credit unions are usually the ones that are there for them at that grassroots level.
Right.
So when we look at opportunity, not only to serve, but also to help them grow, it's such an important aspect. And lending is challenging for smaller institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such opportunity that if a credit union can step in and play that role, we all win together.
Oh, of course. That's kind of the same story in the States as well. So, because small business is like the backbone of the economy, everyone says. So yeah, for sure. So there are a lot of similarities there. Gord, so share with me the technology part of it. How do you guys help propel this, keep it moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we're really trying to reduce the friction in the lending process and enable, you know, small businesses need capital. They all talk about it. And as Carrie mentioned, it's hard for smaller institutions to lend to them efficiently. And we've got a system now that can compress a multi-week process into sometimes minutes.
Really? Oh my gosh.
And so now you can get capital out to these businesses quickly, and that's their number one need. They actually care more about speed than rate.
Right, right.
You can get to them quickly when they need it. That's also a big challenge for them, and if you can do that safely so that you're not losing your shirt at the same time,
right,
then all the better.
How does your technology help with that? How do you guys help foster that speed?
Yeah,
that process?
It's two parts. There's great digital experience is the less exotic part, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of table stakes these days. The more exotic part is the machine learning behind the analysis. And what we're doing is getting away from financial statements and using bank transaction data. Financial statements for small businesses, we don't think they're hard to get. They're not super reliable.
Mm-hmm.
They're stale.
Mm-hmm.
Bank transaction data is real time, so you can make a confident decision off source data right out of the account of the
mm-hmm.
business. and that gives you great predictive power.
Okay. So is this happening right now, or is this just in the beginning stages, or where are we in the, as they say in Canada, where are we in the process?
Yeah. We're working with about 30 credit unions across Canada and the U.S.
Okay.
We started with Van City Credit Union right here in Vancouver.
One of the more progressive credit unions on the planet, for sure. I'm big
fans
of them.
They were a real pioneer in this 7-8 years ago now. And have been a great partner. We're now working with 2 credit unions in Atlantic Canada and talking to a number of others. So as Kerry mentioned, we see it as a really fertile ground for small business, and you know, we look for those regions that we can help in.
Okay.
We're excited about it.
And being a CUSO, how do you guys disperse the, or what's your role in this whole? I'm kind of seeing you guys as kind of a hub, I guess, to go out to the other credit unions? Or?
So how our credit unions formed Lead Data was through was actually in 1975 through the need to start doing computer banking.
1975? That might as well be like 1875 in technology world,
so
you know?
Wow. And through the years, how we work together is they do collaborate. They're small, so they really work to bring together a standardization and a common way of doing so that they can all invest together and then bring those benefits to their members.
Okay.
For us, I think the real key is we also have to understand those requirements really well, like what, it's not just the tools. And I want to share a little story because I think what Borg described in that speed helps us get back to what was happening back before 1975.
Oh.
And one of my credit unions, and they're in Newfoundland, they would say, I might have somebody who wanted to buy a boat.
Yeah.
And back in the old days, they might have been on the weekend.
Yeah.
They would call me and say, I'm the manager, and say, listen, here's what I want to do. And they knew me.
Yeah.
And we had trust. And they could say, it's good, go do it, we'll deal with it on the next day.
Okay.
Unfortunately, these days, things are so complicated that friction gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of changes the relationship so that this kind of speed, it's not just a really good outcome to get the business going, but it also helps the credit union establish that relationship and that trust.
Yeah.
And then they can do those things. Then they're back to let's call each other and get the deal done. So for us, I think what's really important as a CUSO is making sure partners that we have help us build that experience.
Right.
It's not just here's a box and go figure out how to use this and make it work.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So what do we go from here? What are some next steps here?
Well, we're actively working on relationships in Atlantic Canada, and we are going to focus on it. We've got 2 people actually in region from a customer success perspective, and I'm talking to Kerry a lot about partnerships. She's got a couple of big projects on her plate right now that, you know, when they roll off, we hope to be able to get to do a lot more work in Atlantic Canada.
And what's the ultimate goal here? Obviously, again, speed is the name of the game, obviously, but let's look beyond that. So what's the ultimate goal? Is that help these small businesses flourish based on the speed?
The core metric that we measure is the number of businesses that we've helped along the way. And so we're one step removed from it because the credit union is in between that. But that's our purpose at the end of the day, is how many can we help.
Right. And bring value to the credit unions, right?
100%. Yeah. And then in the community, so if we think about it, there's where the real value of the economic impact that can be made. So now we're enabling those businesses, they're creating economic value, and then that's going to also help that community, which everybody's going to benefit in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So credit unions, I think, you know, they are the ones who can identify those really important because they're so close to their community.
Yeah.
It helps, again, and we think, again, at the World Conference, how do we bring more economic benefit that they can also help with their members on financial inclusion?
Yeah.
You know, improving their general state of being. So.
Well, that segues. Oh, go ahead, Gord.
I think one of the things we've observed too, and this is true in Canada and the U.S., you know, credit unions are really ideally situated to help small businesses, but historically they probably have done less than you would think they do from a lending perspective, partly because it's hard. And so what we're trying to do is make it easy, because credit unions and small business should be a great match.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Completely, yeah. And they both foster each other's success.
Yeah.
So my last question here, I was going to segue based on what you said. What do you guys want to achieve here at this conference? Obviously, build awareness, networking, all that type of stuff. What's the big achievement here
for
the world for the World Credit Union Conference?
I think real connection. And when I say that, one of the things that we do is learning what other jurisdictions are doing, but also seeing how can we collaborate even in a bigger sense. Across Canada, we do a lot in our regions, but even within, when we look at the challenges that we have globally, it's going to take more than I think our individual regions to solve, and our small businesses fit into that as well.
Yeah,
I can learn some very interesting challenges maybe in a region in Africa that might be very applicable to some of the challenges we have here.
Yeah.
So that's been incredible. And likewise, how can Canada play a role in as well in other jurisdictions with our technology?
Interesting. I like that.
And from my perspective, I mean, just a great mix of people from credit unions themselves to CUSOs and other vendors and partners that we can learn from. Regulators are here. So there's just a lot of different perspectives that I've really enjoyed this
week. Yeah, I like how we all get this different perspective, you know, on a global level. We all kind of have the same, we experience the same issues and trends and things like that, but you get somebody from Ireland or somebody from Australia or somebody from Africa, and you get a different perspective on, oh, how does that work there? And then you can adopt it in your neck of the woods. So yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add here? I mean, we could probably talk about this another half hour, but I know you guys have stuff to do.
From my perspective, I think thanks very much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great to have you here in Vancouver.
Me too. I'm coming back. This place is gorgeous. Carrie?
And just thank you for taking the time to talk to us and get our message out there
about
what we do and how important that is, and join a credit union.
That's right. You heard her. Join a credit union.
Sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.